My name is Robin. I am an alcoholic. Hi, everybody. My sobriety date is March 10th, 1986. Started in the rooms of AA when I was 23. Took me 2 years to figure out that you had to stop drinking. So I had to stop drinking. So that's why 86. I was one of those who got sober in Indiana. Come on in. There's seats in the front row, too, gentlemen. Got sober in Indiana. My drink of use was Everclear. Because I was going for the effect. For the effect, you know? Best way to get the effect is grab a bottle, go out in the cornfield, and drink it up. So that's what I did. And I was one of those drinkers that would come to the meetings. The old timers there, you know, were one old gentleman. You know, I'm thankful today for the Ikes and the Bobs that said, keep coming back. This time, try not to drink in between meetings. That sounded like a huge thing. Like, you really don't drink in between meetings? Didn't know that it was possible. But even when I'd come in, I'd sit there, drink my few swigs out of my Everclear, go in the meeting, get a beginner's token, because I really did have a desire. I had a desire to stop drinking. I just didn't think it was possible for me. But those old men in those meetings loved me, encouraged me, kept telling me, keep coming back, and that one day I would get it, okay? And they were also very, very upfront that when I was whining too much, they'd grab out some money out of their wallet and say, hey, go get some more beer, and when you're tired of whining, come back. You're welcome, okay? Or if you can just sit here and not whine and listen to what we're doing, listen to how this works, we're willing to work with you, okay? But they weren't going to co-sign my bullshit of disrupting their meeting, okay? Because, you know, they knew how to live life without drinking. I didn't. When I came into the rooms, had a lot of curiosity about how do you do this, you know? I was an emotional drinker. I was an angry drinker. I was a life isn't working out drinker. I was the sun didn't shine bright enough today drinker, okay? It didn't matter what it was. I always had an excuse, and I always had a bottle of Everclear waiting for when I wanted to open up that excuse, okay? Had a desire, and I'm so thankful that we have the founding fathers and mothers, when they wrote the steps and traditions, they said, the only requirement is a desire to stop drinking. And I worked that for two years, and those old-timers loved me, encouraged me. In Indiana, the sponsors pick you. And being as sick as I was, I had a husband and wife team, Jim and Sandy. Guess I needed double help, okay? And in Indiana, they call sponsees pigeons. Nasty-ass birds out there, but they call you pigeons, right? Somebody explained the story to me, and I said, you still don't get it. Whatever story you say about pigeons, they're still pigeons. You know, rats with wings. But anyway, so in Indiana, Jim and Sandy's picked me. And I'm very grateful that they've been my sponsors 30 out of my 33 years. Huge. Huge. They know the good, the bad, the indifferent. Come on in, join us. They know all the things that make me snap, even today with 33 years sober. Okay? They love me unconditionally. Sandy and I would work the steps. We would do that fishing, because fishing's a big thing in Indiana. Today I still enjoy fishing. So she would take the steps and she would equate that metaphorically to step one, you know? You got to have some faith, you know, no matter what fishing bait you have, no matter what pole you have, no matter what you've picked for your rig to fish, if you don't throw the pole out there and the string out there, you're not going to catch anything, okay? So letting go of the outcome, but yet being prepared and taking each of those steps to help me understand, you know, this can happen. You can stay sober. And Indiana sponsors also keep track of your time. Okay, so after some time would go by, she'd say, you know what today is? No, it's your celebration day. You've got 30 days. You've gone 30 days without drinking. You need to go get a token. And she would say, tokens aren't about you. It's about showing other people this stuff works. No matter what. She still reminds me of that, that tokens aren't about me. They're about showing other people that recovery works, in spite of me. How much time do I have?
7 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's funny when you got a short time. Anyway, so I'm going to talk a little bit about recovery for me. Recovery for me has been about dealing with the isms that still occur 33 years later between my two ears. The isms, okay? The isms of, first off, I don't need you. And when I have that thought, I'm going to get drunk. So yes, I do need you. I'm very thankful that those old timers, when they took the first step and they took the first word, it was we, not me. Because what I discovered for me is when I'm in my me-ism, I'm going to get drunk. Robin's trying to control the boat, okay? There is no God, okay? So I'm reminded with that first step every day that this is a fellowship, not a fellowship of me and my personalities, but me and you, okay? It's also been a reminder for me about letting go of outcomes. No matter what zip code I move to, no matter what relationship status change I have, okay, no matter if the ex turns the power off in my apartment, in spite, you know, I don't have to get drunk at that. I don't have to get drunk at that, okay? As long as I put my faith in that power, who today I do choose to call God, everything works out the way it's supposed to be, because my sponsors taught me in the old days, it was page 417, third edition, acceptance. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. And if I'm disturbed, it's because I find some person, place, thing, or situation. Me. So it's about my looking at things, my perspective. I'm thankful today that I'm plugged into a fellowship. I talked about Sandy and the steps. Jim helped me understand the traditions and the concepts, that this really is a legacy of service. I can't get unless I give back. Give back, getting out of me. And I'll share a story about one of my first 12-step calls. In Indiana, you actually got in your car and you drove somewhere and you met somebody, you know, that was saying they wanted help. And so on this time in my recovery, I'm getting things back. And Sandy says, hey, we got a phone call. We got to go do a 12-step call. And since you have that beautiful new car, you're going to drive tonight, Robin. I'm like, great, I'll drive, no problem, okay? And so we go and we drive to this, you know, place to do a 12-step call with this young lady that reached out for help. And grab her, put her in the car, head into a meeting, because also in Indiana you have 24-hour meetings, something, you know, we don't experience here, but in Indiana you have 24-hour meetings. So all of a sudden I'm driving, getting focused, ready to go to the meeting, and I hear this familiar sound in the back seat of my car. Looked at my sponsor going, I know she just didn't do that. She's throwing up in my back seat. And I'm like, don't you know this is my new car? I'm going to lose the new car smell. And I'm like going off in my head. Sandy reaches over to me, you know, and she says, Robin, today you have a car to throw up in. Right? Followed by the... Right? Like, whatever, okay? But she's right. She's right. Today when I put on that magic magnifying eyes, those glasses, I can see the good. If I focus on the good's going to manifest. It grows. And that's been my experience in 33 years. The other thing's also been my experience. When I focus on the negative shit, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. So today it's about being intentional. I choose to be in a program where I choose to be active. Active for me is having a sponsor that I just don't have logged in my phone. It's also somebody I'm reaching out to. I'm also part of a tribe of women that keep me accountable. Okay. I'm also involved in service work, giveaway. Big component of my recovery. And when I plug into God, do those things that you taught me when I got here, because I continue to be desperate, and the desperation of a drowning woman, then recovery works 33 years later, in spite of me in my head. Thank you for letting me be of service.